Tammy really didn't like to see him with his clothes off. He was stringy. The sparse hair on his chest was white. There were small wrinkles inside the bend of his elbow. He didn't look at all rich and powerful. "Come to bed," she said. She was glad when he got in bed and was under the covers. He always got under the covers. He put his arms around her and clamped his mouth against hers. She had to help him a bit, as she always did, to get it up. But as soon as it was up, he rolled over on top of her and proceeded. While he was on her, he whispered how much he loved her and called her his darling. He was through before she was even aroused. And like always, he rolled off her, lay on his back beside her silently, with the covers up to his chin. Still, it didn't take him long, and there were other men, Saturday night men, who would give her excitement. "If you love me so much," she said, "how come you don't get rid of your wife and marry me?" "I can't do that," he said. "We've been married 27 years. I'm the leading figure in town."
"But you know, she's fucking other men," Tammy said.
"You know I don't like you to talk that way about my wife," he said.
"Well, it's the God's truth.
We have our understanding."
"Yeah, sure. And where does that leave me?"
"I give you money, I buy you things. We have our time together every week."
"Yeah, you sneak in here and bang me and sneak out. You know what that makes me feel like?"
"Tammy, please. We've had this talk before."
"Well, we're having it again. I deserve more than that. I deserve to be out of the damn closet here. I deserve to be married and going to the yacht club with you instead of her."
"God, no," he said.
"God, yes," Tammy said. "I mean it. I got a right to be more than your whore once a week. I want to live in that house. I want to go to the yacht club dances and run a table at the Harvest Fair and have an account at Saks. I want you to marry me."
"It's not possible."
"Maybe I'll make it possible."
She was angry, and she felt strong when she was angry. Her anger had always worked with Bobby, and when she got angry enough, it had driven him from the house. What a loser Bobby was. "You will?" he said. The anger was working with him, too. He was very meek.
"If I have to, I'll go public with this. I'll tell your wife. I'll tell everybody. You'll have to marry me just to shut me up."
"Don't do that," he said. His voice was so quiet. She almost smiled. Men were easy.
"So think about it. Either you get rid of her and marry me, or I go all out fucking public."
He nodded thoughtfully.
"Yes," he said. "Of course. I can see how you'd feel. Just give me a little time. I'll make it right. I care about you a great deal. And I care about you. But you gotta treat me right."
He nodded again.
"Yes," he said. "It'll take a little while for me to arrange everything, but I'll do the right thing, Tammy. I promise."